We turn now to American finance. Federal Reserve officials wrap up a two-day meeting today, and to find out what they might be thinking about our economy and what policy changes they might make, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
You know, let's start with that whole question of Greece's financial troubles. Are they affecting the U.S. at all, or is it just all about Europe?
Well, Renee, what happens in Europe doesn't stay in Europe. Europe is an economy now as big as the United States, and when they are in bad shape, it's hard for us to sell our exports there. We've seen already that the European crisis is weakening the euro, their currency, that helps them export. For us, it's meant a huge flow of money to the United States. People are afraid of having their money in European government debt. They put it here. That makes it easier for us to finance our massive deficits. But I think the biggest impact you could see yesterday in the stock market in the U.S., today in Japan, that this whiff of crisis and of things spreading from Greece to Portugal is kind of unsettling. Uncertainty is unsettling, and so it is really making people a little nervous about the strength of our own recovery.
Although the U.S. economy is showing signs of positive signs. Home sales are up, manufacturing is up, the economy seems to be growing again. Might that affect the Fed's deliberations today?
Well, it's certainly something they're going to be talking about. I think you would say that the Fed is encouraged by the economy, but not complacent. You're absolutely right. There have been a number of encouraging signs. On Friday, we expect to hear from the government that the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of better than 3% in the first quarter. But that's not good enough to bring down unemployment. The Fed still has to worry about the massive tax increases and spending cuts going on in state and local governments. And, of course, housing is not good yet. Housing prices are a little bit higher than last year, but there's this massive supply of houses that banks own or will own, and they're going to come on the market at some point. And the Fed and others are worried that that will depress housing prices and constrain the recovery. So for today, I think that means pretty clearly they're not going to raise interest rates from where they are, basically zero, and they're not going to give any hint that an interest rate increase is imminent.
Well, you know, how long do you expect the Fed to keep holding rates near zero, given that the U.S. economy does seem, at least gradually, to be returning to something approaching normal?
Well, it really depends on how well the economy does. The current betting is that the Fed will be sitting on its hands at least through the end of this year, and I think that's probably right, unless the economy takes a sudden turn for the better.
What's the impact zero interest rates in the U.S. is having on the rest of the world? I mean, are they getting loans, the benefit of those interest rates?
That's a really good question. You know, the officials from around the world met in the United States for the International Monetary Fund meetings, and while the Europeans were focused on Greece, people from emerging markets in Asia and Latin America were focused just on your question. Basically, what's happening is that global investors are borrowing money in dollars at low rates, investing it in stocks and real estate in South Korea, Singapore, Brazil, and India. That's driving up their stock markets, their property markets, pushing up their currencies, and making them worry that they're at risk of having a bubble. So there's all sorts of talk about should they do something to stop this money from coming in. Flows to emerging markets are up a third this year over last year. So it's really screwing up their economies a little bit too.
David, good to talk to you again.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.